This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
A big company marches onto your land, sinks a well without your permission, then proceeds to threaten your livelihood.
The drilling sites are springing up like topsy all over their farms, some with significant gas leakage. And Australia's greatest underground water resource, the Great Artesian Basin, will be contaminated and depleted.
And it's our laws and our politicians who are letting it happen.
Big business lusts for dough. The government conducts the flow. Prostituting our mother. Earth getting dough. Every time I'm rapping, I'm attacking them. And mines explode because my flows are more toxic than hydraulic fracturing. They slaughter animals and all the flora and fauna. Emissions cause a change in the climate till it's more of a sauna. Hotter than the flammable water that they pour for your daughters and sons. Without a thought for their poor little tummies or the smog in their lungs. It's a war they keep going as long as the dollars will come. They spend millions on propaganda to keep the populace dumb. They say they want to keep the economy strong. But for everyone that profits, there's 100 struggling, wondering what's going on. Awful corporations bought the nation for a donation. Causing mortification from ocean water to the core of the nation. You know I won't stop till they all know the facts. And we take Australia back before it's gasoline.
You just heard Act Locally, Think Globally by McShay Jasmine and the Awesomes. It's from a whole album of 14 anti-fracking songs called Whole Lot of Fracking Going On. It's a great new album available from www.wholelotoffrackinggoingon.com with the help of our feature background artist this week, Australia's own Ariel Kalma. And thanks to singer-organizer Laura Doe for sending this along. That's right, we humans aren't satisfied polluting the atmosphere with toxic guck, radioactive particles, and greenhouse gases. Nope. Not finished with spreading all our poisons over the surface of every continent either. We just can't rest until we manage to take the most toxic chemical crap we've got and injecting it at least a mile underground. All to get more carbon-trapping gases to burn out the climate. It's the last frontier, the deep underground, and we'll poison the last fresh water and blow out the coal seams if we can. The frackers are hitting Australia right now. Their drilling rigs will set up, blow up the deep, and then move on endlessly till there's nothing left. Get ready in Britain for more of the same. Now that the North Sea gas field production is 25% down, they'll tell you it's green, much cleaner than coal. Green all the way down to a wrecked planet with more fossil fuels. Just wait for the Marcellus gas fracking field in New York State to leak into the watershed for millions of people. Oops. The roving drill companies will fold into their corporate shells and evaporate, leaving the groundwater poisoned for centuries. Radio EcoShock, now on 42 college and community radio stations. Welcome Nimbin FM, Australia. Here's a bit more from WholeLotOfFrackingGoingOn.com.
Fracking is a form of natural gas drilling, an alternative to oil, because the oil kept spilling, bringing jobs to small towns, so everybody's reeling. People turn on the lights, and the drillers make a killing.
Water goes into the pipe into the ground. The pressure cranks, fissures 7,000 feet down. The cracks release the gas that powers your town. That will frack, yeah, totally frack.
But there's more in the water than just H2O. Toxic chemicals help to make the fluid flow. With names like benzene and formaldehyde, you better keep them far away from the water supply.
The drillers say the fishes are a mile below. The groundwater pumped into American homes, but don't tell it to the residents of Sublet Way. Oh, that water's frack. We're talking benzene.
What the fuck is going on with all this fracking going on? I think we need some facts to come to light. I know we want our energy, but nothing ever comes for free. I think my water.